I would be willing to bet that the stage is now set. We are 2 days before Christmas, and with Christmas falling on Tuesday, that leaves little time, if any, for additional buying. Whatever is in place will form your memories of Christmas 2018. I have little doubt that each and every one of us has at least one or possibly several Christmas memories that have stayed with us and will never be forgotten. Might I take a moment to share this personal story with you? Perhaps a Christmas story of sorts that has been repeated in our family for as long as I can remember. Now, this happened when I was 5 and my sister was 4 years old, and at a time when Amazon was only known as a river. For kids, most all desired Christmas toys were ordered by our parents from a catalog, with deliveries fulfilled by Greyhound. Well, this particular year, our toys missed the bus. As in normal fashion, before the sun was barely up, my sister and I ran down the stairs to see what Santa had brought us. What we saw was nothing short of devastating. Our eyes gazed on the normal wrapped gifts under the tree, but there were no toys, not a single toy in sight. We burst into tears, totally convinced that Santa had forgotten all about us, and comments from our parents that Santa was just running late fell on totally deaf ears. Trust me when I tell you this, it was at that precise moment that my parents became the most creative liars since the devil learned how to talk. In the background, Greyhound made a very special effort to get those toys on a bus that would arrive late morning on Christmas Day. While my father drove to the station, my mother continued to use whatever creative distraction that she could muster just to take our minds off the situation, offering food, board games, and even a walk through the neighborhood to look at Christmas decorations, all the while constantly telling us Santa had not forgotten about us. Now, once home with the boxes in his possession, my father carried countless boxes up 3 flights of stairs to a large, unfinished third-floor attic, where he began the arduous task of assembling all the items my parents had ordered for us. So as to not raise suspicion, they adopted a tag-team approach of sorts, trading off assembly duties, with one coming down to take care of us and the other running up the stairs in a frantic effort to complete the task at hand. Late in the afternoon, we suddenly heard my mother scream from the second floor landing, "Kids, come up here. Come up here as quick as you can." Once there, she pointed for us to go to the third floor, a spooky place that we never, ever went into. Reaching the top of the third floor stairs, we were bedazzled to see a Christmas wonderland complete with decorations and all of the toys that we had requested Santa to bring. The ending comment was priceless. Once finally calmed over the total and frantic excitement of what we saw, my mother made the following statement. She said, "See, kids, I told you, Santa did not forget about you. He just put your toys in the wrong place." Over the years, we have recalled this story in our family countless times. In my formative years, my parents and grandmother would use that Christmas as a teaching moment, a time for reflection, if you will, and perhaps we might take a moment to do the same tonight. There will be millions of children waking up to a wonderland of toys around a tree. But we also know there are children who will wake up to virtually nothing under a tree, if the family could even afford a tree in the first place. While most of us will sit down to a wonderful meal at some point that day, we're reminded that there are those who will barely have anything to eat. As we all gather together with family in celebration, let's not forget that there are those who will not see their children or grandchildren on Christmas due to some senseless family issue that stands in the way. And I'm reminded that while Mary and Joseph found a vacant stable in which to spend that night, there are those who will sleep under a concrete overpass because that is the only option that they have. Now, these examples are not meant to dampen the Christmas spirit. Actually, it's just the opposite. The true meaning and spirit of Christmas comes from the heart, rooted in compassion for those less fortunate, but equally in thanksgiving for all we have been given by God in our life. These are lessons I learned over the years from that one Christmas, and a lesson that lives in my heart this very day. Our second reading has a familiar line: "Behold, I come to do your will." As we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord this year, might we also prepare ourselves and ask God to bring that true spirit of Christmas deep into our hearts. May God help us to understand and accept what it truly means to do your will, and then give us the spirit to follow that will, not only in this Christmas season, but throughout the entire year. May each and every one of you have a most blessed celebration this coming Tuesday.